بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه مسلم. In this hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person will not enter Jannah in whose heart is a speck of kibr. Kibr means arrogance, haughtiness. So that person in whose heart is a speck of kibr, takabbur, will not enter Jannah. Meaning that either he will have to go through the purification process in terms of a punishment and then enter Jannah if he dies as a believer, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can pardon him, remove that kibr from his heart, and then enter him into Jannah. And many times kibr and takabbur and arrogance is the reason why a person will be deprived from iman. So he will not enter Jannah at all, because his kibr and his arrogance will stop him from iman and Islam. So this hadith, when we reflect on this hadith, we understand that there are two types of sins. One is a sin which is zahir, which is on the outside, which is apparent. And then the other are those sins which are on the inside. The Quran says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ, and that leave the outside, the apparent sins, and the inner sins as well. And the inner sins are normally connected to the heart. So when a person has kibr, a person has jealousy, a person has a problem with anger, a person has a hatred and malice and other things which the ulama have listed and the ulama have mentioned, and then these are considered to be the sins of the inside, the sins of the heart. And it is a duty upon every believer that he has some worry and concern regarding his inner state as well. In the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said that يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, the day when wealth and children will not come in any use. They will not benefit. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for the one who comes with a sound heart. If a person has a sound heart, then on the day of Qiyamah, this sound heart will benefit him. And with regards to kibar, the ulama have mentioned some treatments to treat kibar. If someone has kibar in his heart, if someone has takabbur, first I'll mention the definition of kibar which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, which is batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nas, to deny the truth, to deny and oppose the truth, wa ghamtun nas, and to look down upon people, to think that I am better than the next person. And when someone advises you, when someone sincerely advises you, and then instead of accepting the truth, you oppose it, this is a sign that there is some kibar inside, there is some takabbur inside. If I have a heart which accepts advice, and then I am humble. If I have a heart which always opposes advice, if I have this thought in my mind that who are you to advise me, then I have a problem with my heart. I have a problem with my heart. So with regards to the treatments of kibar, the ulama have mentioned a few things. I'll mention a couple. One is that we have to always look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. That anything that I have is actually the gift of Allah. If I have power, it's not me, it's Allah who has given me that. If I have knowledge, it's Allah who has given me that. If I have intellect, it's Allah who has given me that. All of these blessings, if I have wealth, Allah is the one who gave me that. And Allah is the one who can snatch it away in a moment. Someone has health, he has power, he has strength, he has all of these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that today, at this moment, I am going to give him a health condition where something goes wrong with his brain. In an instant, you will lose your knowledge, you will lose your power, you will lose the ability to spend your wealth. In an instant. Allah is in control, we are not in control. Everything that we have has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should always remain in the back of our minds. And whenever the quality of kibr comes in our heart, whenever we feel like we are better than someone, or who is he to tell me, or do you know who I am, if these thoughts come in the mind, and then refer back to Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that Allah is the one who gave everything, Allah is the one who is in control, and I am nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing that the ulama have mentioned is that insan should look at himself and his reality. That what is insan? Now, someone said to one of the mashayikhs that, do you know who I am? So he said, yes, I know who you are. Your beginning is a filthy liquid. Your beginning is a filthy liquid. He said, teri ibtida kya hai? Teri ibtida ek napak nutfa hai. That's your beginning. And your end is that you will become the meal for the creatures of the earth. And by the end, your own family members will not want to keep you. They will keep you for maximum one day. After that, you will start smelling in such a way that they want to get rid of you. That's your end. And in between, what are you? In between, you are just a carrier of najasa. And this skin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you is covering your inside. Otherwise, if a wound comes, a wound opens up, then what comes out? Napaki. Filth. That's what you are. This is your reality. So when this is your reality, to say stuff like, do you know who I am? Or to think of yourself as someone so big, this is a deception of shaitan. It's a quality of shaitan. Shaitan said, which the first sin has been recorded in the Quran, that when he was asked to prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salam, he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. That I am better than him. Why should I prostrate in front of him? You created me from the fire, you created him from clay. So this is a quality of shaitan. So we need to do fikr and have concern regarding our inner as well as our outer. And in this month of Ramadan, make tawbah from both of them. And then take practical steps. Try and identify. If you cannot identify, go to some ulama who will be able to help you identify that these are things that you need to work on. And then inshallah our tawbah will be complete. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding and the tawfiq. Amen.